To shouts of Alhamdulillah, meaning thanks be to God, Indonesian lawmakers passed into law Thursday an anti-pornography bill which Islamist parties say is needed to save the country from immoral behavior. The bill was first introduced in 1999 and has gone through numerous revisions amid controversy over what defines pornography. Just recently, the law was revised to allow women to wear bikinis at tourist resorts. The new law outlaws pornographic acts and the dissemination of sexual images. Those who break the law face up to 12 years in prison. The bill was pushed by a small group of Islamist parties who say it is needed to protect the young and raise society's moral standards. Two opposition parties, the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle and the Christian Prosperous and Peace Party, walked out in protest when Parliament passed the bill into law. Legislator Nurshabani Kacasungkana from the National Awakening Party says the passage of the bill may give the small but very vocal Islamic fundamentalist groups license to launch attacks, called sweepings here, on women they deem dressed inappropriately or TV stations running sexy ads.
The first fear is encouragement of the fundamentalist group and so on, because they perceive this law as tool for them to doing a sweeping and so on.
The bill has also been condemned by the country's minority Christians and Hindus, as well as some tribal groups, who say the law is too vague and could be used against them by Muslim hardliners. Legislator Nurshabani says she does not believe the law will be effective in curbing pornography.
I don't think that using this law can be effective in the education of porn. The essence of pornography is about messages against violence, domination, and conquest, right? But in this definition, in this law, I don't think that the message is delivered.
Indonesia has the world's largest population of Muslims. It is a secular and democratic nation that recognizes other religions and has a long tradition of tolerance and diversity. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.